From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Two bills in the California legislature are trying to tackle backlogs in sexual assault kits. Aditi Bunlamudi reports from Sacramento.
One bill, sponsored by Democratic Assemblyman David Chu, seeks to count and track the untested kits. There's no official number as to how many remain untested.
There's ample federal funding available to address backlog kits, but to apply for those funds, localities, cities, counties need to know exactly how many kits they have sitting on their shelves.
The other measure would change the language in existing law. Right now, it states law enforcement agencies should follow specific timeframes for analyzing and submitting rape kit evidence. This bill would take away that ambiguity and make it mandatory. But it all comes with a cost. Lawmakers want to fund it through the state budget. Governor Brown's revised spending plan calls for more money for the Justice Department, and lawmakers are hopeful that means more money for addressing the sexual assault kit backlog. In Sacramento, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.
If you're worried about whether your vote by mail ballot will get returned if you send it in without a stamp, the U.S. Postal Service says you can relax.
We don't hold any mail-in ballots, nor do we return any to sender.
Miko Patton with the U.S. Postal Service says it has agreements with election offices in each California county, but Los Angeles County Registrar of Voters Dean Logan says there's a catch.
That, of course, does increase the cost of the election. Somebody does have to pay that postage fee.
That's why counties tend to keep those postage agreements quiet to discourage freeloading. Logan says voters who aren't able to pay the postage can return their vote-by-mail ballots at drop boxes or polling places. And in the five counties using a new system in which every voter gets a ballot in the mail, voter centers open up to 11 days before Election Day. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.